welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. Picture this for a minute. An Indiana town, population 9,400. Business is good, unemployment is below the state average, but its downtown, like so many others, needs a boost, something to make it distinctive. One version or another of that scenario is the case in so many Indiana towns, and countless local festivals and summer events are the response. But let's go to a place where they've taken the idea of local promotion just one step further. Today in our occasional series on Hoosier hometowns, we're in Decatur in Adams County, about 20 miles south of Fort Wayne. This is the fifth year of the Decatur Sculpture Tour, 30 striking pieces of artwork on display throughout the downtown. We're in the shade of a gazebo in a city park across from the town library with library director Kelly Ainger. So there are these 30 sculptures, beautiful pieces of work throughout downtown, and we wondered, where'd this idea come from?
Decatur's really had a little renaissance in the last few years. A lot of downtown development. This park that we're in right now, Storybook Park, came out of a donation of the ground. There was a dilapidated house here. The library tore it down, raised funds from the community. So this is really community supported. When you look around in this gazebo, the wrought iron that's here came from the house. The porch that was on the house that sat here. So this was really kind of a neat project, but it spurred a lot of encouraged a lot of people to really improve their properties, and has encouraged a lot of foot traffic. So that's just part of it, because a lot of the sculpture tour, for instance, has really done a lot of to promote downtown and promote foot traffic and just really a vibrant community.
What was the genesis of that? What did had people seen something in another place, or?
A couple different things. It's one of those things that comes together, you know. There are many different parts of that, many different facets that come together to really create the environment. One of them was Decatur celebrated 175 years in 2011. There was a committee of people who worked on that celebration. And one of them was Gregory Mendez, one of the artists that exhibits with the sculpture tour. He is from Decatur, was interested in sculpture, the history of sculpture. And we found, for instance, that Decatur is the birthplace of David Smith, who is really one of the greatest sculptors in the 20th century, born right here in Decatur and lived here for a number of years. So, you know, we have a cultural heritage of sculpture, not only David Smith, Ralph Hurst, who is a preeminent sculptor also in the 20th century. We have a couple of Hurst's pieces right here in the library, as well as the Adams County Historical Museum. Anyway, all of that kind of came together. There was the discussion about the importance of sculptors and sculpture in our cultural heritage. We celebrated that, the library did, by hosting an exhibit of Gregory Mendez and Neil Wiffle. Both of those artists exhibit in this sculpture tour. At the same time, we were given a bequest by Diane Lynn, which she worked at the library a number of years and also taught. Her love was teaching children to read, so we wanted to honor that and honor sculpture at the same time, and commissioned Greg Mendez to develop and design a sculpture that we have on the corner. So if you get a chance, you should take a look at the sculpture that's on the corner by the library. It Must Be a Good Book, and that's by Gregory Mendez. And that came out of that. That really spurred the sculpture tour. So the interest that generated with people who are really, really interested in the sculpture and the cultural heritage, and that just really provided a good example of just the importance of that and honoring the cultural heritage. And people were very interested in it. And we got a number of people interested, someone from the Community Foundation, the Chamber, the City, the Library, who and community volunteers who came together and thought, hey, we could do that, you know, provide the sculptures in the downtown setting to bring people downtown, walk, enjoy the art, build up downtown, you know, provide an economic boost, and the sculpture tour has really done that.
And this is your fifth year.
Yes, we have, it's been extremely successful. It's grown every year. We know that more and more people are coming downtown, that's part of it, but the number of sculptors that exhibit has grown. We have 31 new sculptures this year, and we're really happy with the growth, so.
What's happened over the years? People have come here from other places to see this?
Right. We know that we draw regionally. We see that people who have come from Auburn and Kendallville and Fort Wayne and, you know, Jay County, and we know that we have drawn regionally from that. But we draw people from all over the place. The sculpture tour this year coincided with the REV, the rally, the Fleetwood rally. And so we had people from Canada, and we had people from California, and just all over the place looking at the sculptures and enjoying the downtown.
So there was sort of a connection between what was happening with the sculptures and the RV business, which is very big up here.
It is. It's one of the big industries in this area. So
that industry has really taken off in the past few years. The economy is pretty strong, and...
That's right. It really kind of tanked a couple of years ago. It was not pleasant for some of our industries, which are really luxury items. We have a lot of, you know, the luxury RVs and the luxury boats. Those are big industries in our community. So that was a difficult time. It has grown since then. And the RVs, for instance, Fleetwood, they're putting in a new center, you know, welcoming center, and growing here. So that's been real positive for them, I think. Yeah. Having the rally has increased traffic, has increased their traffic, I think, but just it's been good for the downtown, and it's been good for their company as well.
You know, I noticed about an hour ago, a boy rode his bicycle up, parked it in front of the library, unlocked.
Uh-huh. You know, a couple of years ago, Decatur was number three, the safest city in Indiana. It was rated number three. So we, you know, our city is relatively safe. We feel safe here, you know, we enjoy that. I think it's a good, solid community, and people do bring their bikes and they leave them unlocked, and they, you know, they hang out and they sit around and don't feel threatened. So it's very positive.
Kelly Ehinger, Adams Public Library System Director. She grew up in Anderson, moved to Decatur in 1997, and is one of the organizers behind the Decatur Sculpture Tour in that city, a combination of public art and savvy tourism, now in its fifth year. Coming up, we meet Charlie Brune, a local business owner who says the sculptures have been good for Decatur, including his ice cream shop on US 27 running through town.
Going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's
Indiana Weekend. Interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Well, my name is Charlie Brune, and my title is a business owner. I do help the Sculpture Tour Committee with a few things, but I own the complete printing service here and the ice cream store with my wife down the street here a little bit.
Tell me about how the Sculpture Tour got going.
Well, the Sculpture Tour got going because it is... something that needed to be done. Our town was like a lot of other small towns that needed a boost. And there was a couple of things happening, but nothing on a consistent basis. So we needed something more like that. And it was a matter of somebody getting something going and somebody continuing that.
Was there a meeting at which this came about? Tell me about that first time.
Well, the first sculpture that appeared is over here by the library, and it would involve Greg Mendez. They were trying to honor somebody local, And Greg Mendez said, as the artist, this would really be neat if this could happen on a basis where we'd have them out all year round. And he had seen that type of a thing go on somewhere else. So they got together, and it did not take very long, just a few months before they had something going. And they thought they'd start off with 10 or 12 sculptures and do that. And the people were interested, and they got some people going to the point where got some sponsors and some interest and made the sculpture tour. But that was part of what Decatur was lacking. We didn't have an outlet for art. We didn't have an outlet for culture. And we were surviving okay. There's a lot of great workers here in Decatur and Adams County, but we were lacking a bit in the cultural area. So this was a great thing that happened. And the same type of thing has kind of happened in a lot of small towns where we didn't really have an identity. We were just kind of floundering. Everybody's going to the big cities, which is great, but we've got a lot to offer here in our small cities and our small towns, and so we wanted to make that part of our journey. So if you'd come from Decatur, Indiana, we wanted to be known for something and known for the fact that we were more than just good workers. So that's kind of where it all came about. And the city was able to cooperate, gave us the ability to put things on the sidewalk. They gave us permission, they gave us people to work with, and all they had to do was find some artists willing to do it.
Kelly Ainger, the library director and one of the sculpture tour organizers, says they've been contacted by other cities wanting to do the same thing.
Yes, I don't know if it was 2013 or 14, somewhere around there. We were asked to present at a conference on art and economic impact, economic impact of art. But we talked about how we brought this together and how it's impacted Decatur and really the sculpture tour and the people who are involved in it and that sort of thing. So we got to present about it. We presented a couple different workshops like that since then. And that's a neat way of telling our story. Yeah.
Interesting thing about art is it means something different to everybody. And so you're never going to get everyone to agree. And sometimes, you know, you put up a piece of public art and people go, well, you know, what advice would you have for other cities that are going to do this? How do you have that discussion about what's going to be displayed and everything?
We were fortunate, I think, going back to the advisory group that we have, we were fortunate to have people who are interested in the cultural heritage, interested in improving downtown, who are people in the community that are that naturally cooperate and that have good relationships. So, and you can't do it otherwise. I mean, that's number one. You need to have those kind of partners that can work together and have the whether it's the capability of asking a staff member to help in something, you know. For instance, the city provides a tremendous amount of help installing the sculptures. Well, we couldn't do it without them. So that's what I would say, number one. The communities need to have the right partners and people who are willing to bring those things together. When it comes to the sculptors and their artwork, you know, we have a process. So there's a process where the artist can submit a call. There's a call to artists form, and they submit that. We look at either pictures of a sculpture or their designs of it. There is a group that looks over those and chooses which ones will be on the tour. We have a good relationship with a number of artists as well. And if you notice, we have a lot of, not all of them, we have a lot of new artists, but we have a lot of returning artists too, and that's been a real positive. So then they can tell their friends in the art world, and that it's grown partly because of that too.
That's Kelly Ainger, library director in Decatur, and Charlie Brune, a local business owner, talking about the big boost the town got when it started sponsoring an annual downtown sculpture tour 5 years ago. Coming up, we talk with one of the artists who bases his work on, get this, the idea of the Mobius strip.
No, I cannot forget where it is that I come from. I cannot forget the people who love me. Yeah, I can be myself here in this small town. And people let me be just what I want to be.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
We're in Decatur, Indiana today, south of Fort Wayne, as part of our occasional Who's Your Hometown series. Decatur's on the map today because of its sculpture tour, featuring 30 pieces of artwork throughout downtown. Organizers and local businesses say it's helped bring attention and visitors to the city. We wanted to talk with one of the artists and caught up with Curtis Delk Rose, who we talked to next to his sculpture on the sidewalk in front of a coffee shop on busy US 27. His piece appears at first to be simply a cat and butterfly rendered in wood. It's beautiful.
I had the thought for this piece prior to the Decatur Sculpture Tour 2016 getting started, and I was trying to depict the title is Making New Friends. And ordinarily, you wouldn't see a cat and a butterfly hanging around with each other. But I believe that somewhere in the future, there's going to be a different reality than the one that we live in now. And I think that in that reality, everybody will be friends with each other. And there won't be any uncomfortable activities between humans and animals. And I enjoy thinking about that.
The piece incorporates a fascinating mathematical principle.
Okay, Augustus Movius was a German mathematician and theoretical astronomer. In the middle of the 1800s, he was one of the first people to conceive of an object that had a single surface and a single edge. So all of my work, all of my sculptures are a physical optical illusion. They look like something that they are not. This appears to have four surfaces and four edges, but it has a single continuous surface and a single continuous edge because of the pattern that I built in to the twisting aspects of it. As a symbol of something that has no beginning and has no end, I think it's a, I don't think the human reality has a better symbol for that than the Mobius concept.
Have you done other pieces that incorporated this idea?
A little over 1,000 of them, yes. Yeah,
you're fascinated by that.
I've been fascinated for over 40 years by this concept, but I didn't do my first sculpture in wood until I retired in 2008.
Talk about what it takes to make something so beautiful.
In the first place, almost the entire human family likes wood grain. Almost every culture in the world likes anything that's made out of wood. So by me doing sculptures in wood, most people like my work just when they look at it and see that it's wood. So I didn't know that when I first started. And so using this is so much easier to work with than stone or doing castings in bronze. And so if I would have been working with stone, I probably would have 10 of them done by now. But working with wood is much simpler to do, much easier, and more people like it. So.
Talk about what kind of wood this is, okay. What your technique is, how long it takes to do.
This piece took me over 3 months to make. The wood is African mahogany and a wood called sapele. And they are very similar. They might be from the same wood family, but they're different types of trees. But gluing them together, they stick together well since they're similar kinds of wood. This wood was actually glued together for me by a woodworking company in Monroe. But they've done work for me before. So I asked them to give me as much color as they could, so it wasn't just a solid color. And that's with the sapele and the mahogany. They're similar, but they're not actually the same. The yellow base, the yellow is yellow heart wood, and the butterfly is yellow heart wood. And that yellow is its natural color. It's a tree that grows in South America up to 150 feet tall. And it makes beautiful, it's very expensive, if you wanted to build a house out of it.
Do you have any reservations about it being outside and the weather?
Okay, that's a really good question. Okay, the glue that was used in gluing the wood together is a type of glue that isn't really affected by the outdoor weather. And then it is professionally covered by a gentleman in with a clear coating by a gentleman from Fort Wayne who's a professional. And so this is the same kind of material you would use on a yacht that was spending a year out in the water. So there's no problem with it being out in the weather.
Tell me about the sculpture walk, mm-hmm. what it's meant to this city, and the kind of reaction that you've heard.
I'm not actually a local business person, but I'm acquainted with several of them. I'm acquainted with the mayor and the previous mayor. And there are people who seriously understand that the sculpture tour has brought more business into downtown Decatur and helped it. Many people come to Decatur just because they want to see the sculpture tour. And so that's brought people here that maybe had never even heard of Decatur before. So that's a positive factor. Greg Mendez, a local artist, helped us begin to understand that.
In your growth as an artist, did you take classes or courses? Are you a student of art as well as a...
No, this is something that happened to me. I used to be very involved in writing poetry for about 15 years. And since I've started doing the sculptures, the poetry has just gone away. But an odd thing about that, nobody ever paid me for writing my poetry, but a lot of people have purchased my sculptures. So I'm kind of, you know, I appreciate that. Right?
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
Curtis Delk Rose, one of the artists whose work is on display as part of the Decatur, Indiana Sculpture Tour. 30 pieces of sculpture placed in the downtown of this community of 9,400 people. They're beautiful, fascinating to look at. And in a time when many smaller communities are seeking to define themselves, a striking statement about the importance of the arts and a real tourist draw. Decatur's just south of Fort Wayne on US 27. Well worth the drive if you have the time. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and all the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, and Debbie Webb. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.